I have been wanting for a while to make an autumn song and somehow catch in sound the feel I have for falling leaves and for what is cleanly revealed in the naked shape of the trees. At the same time, I've been reflecting again on why one writes at all. So much is beautifully shaped already and given by God. Why should one try to shape it again in writing? And yet each day begins again the urge and calling to renew the rich connection, the covenant of word and world, to make and then to walk the airy bridge between our island minds, so that another self can say, "You feel it too." This poem rises out of all these things, an autumn song that also feels its way, I hope, into the mystery of what is written on the leaves of pages and of trees. It's called "And Is It Not Enough?" And is it not enough? And is it not enough that every year a richly laden autumn should unfold and shimmer into being leaf by leaf? Its scattered ochres mirrored everywhere in hints and glints of hidden red and gold, threaded like memory through loss and grief. When dusk descends, when branches are unveiled, when roots reach deeper than our minds can feel and ready us for winter with strange calm, that I should see the inner tree revealed and know its beauty as the bright leaves fall and feel its truth within me as I am. And is it not enough that I should walk through low November mist along the bank when scents of wood smoke summon in some long and melancholy undertone the talk of those old poets from whose works I drank the heady wine of an autumnal song? It is not yet enough. So I must try, in my poor turn, to help you see it too. As though these leaves could be as rich as those, that red and gold might glimmer in your eye, that autumn might unfold again in you, feeling with me what falling leaves disclose.